The French Art of Not Giving a F***, written by Fabrice Madan and read by Ben Wilbon.
To live is so startling. It leaves but little room for other occupations, wrote Emily Dickinson, a poet who means a lot to me. But we're so taken up by other occupations that we forget to exist. We're constantly living out a character. In this case, I'm a mother or father and must behave in a given way. I'm a nurse and must act in such a way, or a business person who must act like other business people. We're like those masks worn in an ancient Greek theatre to define the character. A man or a woman, comic or tragic, a human or a god, good or evil. We change masks, hiding behind a front. When am I myself? When do I come into contact with pure life? A thing that cannot be controlled, decided or mastered, which is always there and at its core can only amaze us. As a prisoner of all my identities, I get the impression that I'm nothing more than my function, my social role, the place I have in my family. By not giving a shit, I rid myself of these functions and turn back into a human being. Just a human being. And that is an extraordinary relief. We can't live constantly in amazement. We're endlessly losing it and needing to seek it out. It cannot be manufactured or invented. All we can do is learn to find it again, to let it appear and rediscover it once more. This isn't about the expert or old person in us, the part of us that claims to understand and wants to analyze everything. This is the inner child in amazement at the ripple in the water, the first poppy in a field, a balloon floating alone in the sky. I know people who have every reason to be happy. They even have perhaps too many, and yet they don't know how to marvel at their good fortune. I know others who, despite their difficulties and problems, keep this spirit alive. They trust in a hope that transcends them, which believers call God, and which I prefer to call our inner treasure. If I continue to practice, every day or nearly, it is to continue to be in touch with life. My amazement remains intact, even when things are bad. I've learned to trust my capacity to be amazed, which makes it so much easier not to give a shit and experience gratitude. Gratitude towards life, towards my own life, just for being what it is. I admit it took me some time to be able to talk about this amazement I was feeling. Such an approach seemed too watered down, and I was afraid it might override the radicalness that means so much to me, that is to say, the absolute need to stop giving a shit. I now realize this comes down to the same thing. Not giving a shit is nothing other than allowing ourselves to reach this amazement and rediscover that childish spirit we've buried beneath our expertise. Such happiness does not depend on our circumstances. And what a deep deliverance that is.